Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. Hi there. I recently came across a set of leaflets called Scotland's Christian Heritage. For any of you that have an interest in history, Scotland is a most interesting place. Not just in terms of Christianity or religion, but in terms of economics, in terms of inventions and discoveries such as the television and a lot of other fine electronic design was discovered and was actually worked at in Scotland. Scotland's universities have been famous for their great developments, both in St Andrews, Glasgow, Edinburgh, Aberdeen, these great cities. This series of leaflets written by a guy called Fraser Munro, and I have Fraser's permission to use some of the material. This particular one is about two men called Patrick Hamilton and George Wishart. If you travel to St Andrews, which is a beautiful town on the eastern side of Scotland, you will find that it has still got a lot of ancient buildings. And set in the cobbled stones outside St Salvator's College are the initials PH, standing for Patrick Hamilton. The other gentleman that we're going to talk about today, George Wishart, his initials are actually elsewhere in the town outside the castle walls. And they commemorate the lives of two young men who lived in the 16th century. Patrick Hamilton and George Wishart were outstanding young men. As far as their social background was concerned, they were both well connected, particularly Hamilton, who was the great-grandson of King James II, and both were well educated. They studied at universities in Europe. Yet, sadly, both were burned at the stake in St Andrews. Hamilton died in 1528 at the age of 24, while Wishart was 33 when he was put to death in 1546. Patrick Hamilton was actually the first martyr of the Scottish Reformation, and we'll come back to that towards the end of our recording. What was it about these young men that provoked such opposition from the authorities? What had they done? And was it worth dying for? Scotland was a religious country. People believed in God. They believed in heaven. They wanted to go there when life on earth was over. They still believed what the Bible taught. However, the church was marked by corruption, and the message preached was a confusing message. These were indeed dark times in Scotland. It was dark in many countries, but in Europe, the darkness had begun to be dispelled. You see, Hamilton and Wishart had both come across the teachings of a man called Martin Luther. He was a German monk who had come to Christ by faith, having read the Bible for himself and not just taken on board the teaching of the church. And they listened and took on board what he was teaching, and they brought back this teaching to Scotland, the land of their nativity. Listen to the words of Hamilton. They are rather quaint and old-fashioned, but I'll try and explain them in a moment. He said this: "We should do no good works for that intent to get the inheritance of heaven or remission of sins through them. For whosoever believeth to get the inheritance of heaven or remission of sins through works, he believes not to get that for Christ's sake." He had learned the words that are found in Ephesians chapter 2. Let me read them to you, verses 8 to 10. "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." Now both of these men had come to understand that being right with God, being forgiven, having salvation was by the grace of God. God's kindness, God's undeserved kindness, God's kindness that we could not afford. And it was by trusting him through faith. And it was a gift from God. And it wasn't the result of our works, because that would just end up in us being able to boast of what we'd achieved, but it was by God's grace. And so both of these men stood for this truth. They preached what the Bible preached. For instance, Hamilton was saying, exactly what George Bishop also was saying, and that was that Galatians 2:21, if righteousness comes by the law, then Christ died in vain. If we can be right by doing right things, then there is no point in Jesus dying. You see, religion says do, work, try your hardest, but God says it is done. Christ died for our sin. The Bible says we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We cannot reach God's standard. But the message of salvation is Christ met God's standard by dying in our place. He bore God's judgment so that we can turn from our sin, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Hamilton has been called the Stephen of Scotland because Stephen was the first martyr of the Christian Church. He was the first martyr of the Scottish Reformation. And it's been said of him that the flames in which he expired were in the course of one generation to enlighten all Scotland. His enemies acknowledged, and this is a Scottish phrase which you might not understand, the reek of Patrick Hamilton hath infected all those on whom it blew. That really means the stench or the smell of his death affected many. The same could be said of Wishart. Wishart predicted that he would die, and he also said, God shall send you comfort after me. This realm shall be illuminated with the light of Christ's gospel. I wonder today, if you would know the blessing of the light of the glorious gospel of Christ that can shine in your heart when you recognize your sin and realize that God sent his Son to die for our sins, and that he rose from the dead, and that we can have the forgiveness of sins through faith in him. May God bless you for listening. Thanks very much. Well, that was really good of you to listen to our podcast today. We hope you found it interesting. You can contact me on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk, or you can get to us through our email, stepcar61@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening. Teaching truth without a twist through Seek the Truth Bible Media Podcast.